Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
A lot of content here on the text lines right now on the Franklin Frankel Injured Attorney text line, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Again, she's a good-looking woman, okay? Blake showed me her Instagram during the break. She is a attractive woman.
Did I describe her correctly? Did I miss anything? You saw a couple different pictures and videos.
No, I mean, you did. I mean, yeah,
no, I'm actually a sucker for short hair.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, and knowing you as well as I do, like when I saw, you know, seeing that, I mean, two things come to mind. One, that's what you see at Absolute Recomp. Number one, mm-hmm. And number two, that's your wheelhouse, mm-hmm. right? Like, now she looks like she might be a little bit older than you.
Yeah.
Okay. First and foremost, which I'm a fan of. I've been telling you to go find you an older woman.
Honestly, most of the girls I've been chatting with have been older.
Can we, and look, I know we're going to talk sports here, but we've kind of gotten all over the place here just a little bit. And I don't want to pull the curtain too far back on your dating life, but what is this deal with women who think that because they're 4 years older than you are questioning, is this okay? I know it's not within my age limit. 4 years.
I'm ready for the big leagues.
I mean, what are we talking about? And again, maybe it's this generation. Maybe it's this. I mean, I'm 44. Dude, when I was 25, I was dating a 38-year-old. All right? I mean, I don't know, and you guys are way too young to remember this. Back when Ashton Kutcher was dating Demi Moore. Hell, married Demi Moore. I mean, that was a big thing back in the day. So I mean, 4 years is child's play. Maybe that's not the right word to use, but.
Definitely not the right word to use there.
God, you guys are creeps, huh? Can't use any kind of just tongue-in-cheek phrases anymore around you guys.
Well, sounds sexy, right?
The Rams are down 7-0 to the Brock Purdy-less Juwan Jennings and Ricky
Sky Moore led.
We got Jake Tongs with the first touchdown of the game, backup tight end for the San Francisco 49ers.
I picked the Niners. You picked the St. Louis Rams. Wow. Los Angeles. I'm just telling you what, I'm just pulling out all the oldies but goodies today. You're going with the Rams today. They are 8.5-point favorites.
And I feel like they'll cover.
I'm not saying they won't.
Puka Nacua might have. He is on pace, man.
Thursday night games go one of two ways. They're either absolute blowout bloodbaths or they're ugly, muck it up type games. And I could see San Francisco doing just that. All right. So, real quick. I say go ahead and holler at her one more time.
I might have to.
I think you should.
And it is good because I get a little bit of social anxiety of asking a girl, like shooting a shot with a girl with other people around. Like everyone's kind of watching you.
Which I get that.
Which is what happens at a club or a gym. So that's why I'm not a huge fan of that. But at Recon right now, there's really not that many people there. Like especially the time I go, there might have been 50 people in there. No one's really paying attention to me. So I was able to do it in pretty... incognito, if you will.
Which I appreciate. I would take one more stab at it and, kind of just leave the ball in her court. And if she bites, great. If she doesn't, hey.
And reading all of
the
stuff.
No harm, no foul.
Reading all the stuff in the text line, I think my content may have came across as OnlyFans. Jones, the more I think about it.
It's a wild pull, I'm not going to lie, but you know what? I appreciate the originality of it.
Yeah.
I think less of the, you have a great face for content.
I was thinking like the face of the brand. Like you'd be great in a video, like a YouTube video at the gym. That's what I was thinking in my head, but it came across.
Were you able to laugh it off?
Oh, I was. Yeah, it was like, I wasn't like standing there serious, like you got a face for content. Like I wouldn't be weird.
I mean, I know you're not that weirdo.
I was like, hey, Blake.
So what did you say? I mean, what was the look on her face?
She was smiling. Yeah. She was smiling.
What kind of smile? Was it like, hey.
Was it like, I feel bad for you, so I'm going to pretend that I'm listening smile? Or
it definitely wasn't a ear-to-ear, come give me a hug smile, but it wasn't a get away from me creep. Like,
okay.
She took my phone, went, typed in her Instagram.
What was the final thing you said to her before you walked away?
All right, have a good workout.
What'd she say? She smiled? She nodded? Oh, you gave a fist pump.
Fist pump.
Okay.
So have a good workout. I gave her a fist pump, and she said, you too. I said, okay. In my head, I'm finished.
I think we go, I think you need to try for part two, but in the job.
I've actually done. I was just hitting chest if you missed.
I'm done.
Remember the guy by the wall?
So the fact that she thought you were still working out, did we think you may need a bigger pump?
I mean, I think she was just saying it in general, just like, have a good one.
I know, I'm kidding. Or am I? I think I agree with CAC. I think there needs to be a part two. I think you go ahead and
maybe I'll put the Ray-Ban Meta glasses on and record.
Okay, don't do that. Don't. I mean,
are people doing that in y'all's gyms?
No, not that I know.
Don't do that. Okay. Don't do that.
Hey, can you look up a little bit more when you say no or yes?
And mate, again, I would kind of come. I would say something about make fun of you for saying the content line.
Yeah.
Have fun with it because she seems very down to earth, even though she's got a gazillion followers. So yeah, something along those lines.
Okay.
Give it a shot. I say coffee. I'm a big coffee guy. You can't go wrong because look, here's the thing. It's inexpensive.
I'm gonna say, hey, Kyrie talks to me and you can't. Just big baller.
Okay. Okay.
Cooper Flagg sat down with me and I can't get 3 minutes with you.
Seriously. Quick question. If you had to do a TED talk on something besides a gym, what would it be?
That's what I should have asked.
Smile to the camera. I'm just doing some real quick content. Would you mind?
The crazy thing is she might have more followers than some of the players on the mat.
Oh, she absolutely does. She's got 160,000 followers, man. So, yeah, she's obviously doing something right. Okay. It feels like there's that many people on the Cowboys injury report right now.
Yes.
They added one more person today. Marshawn Nealon was added to the injury report today. I know I said it kind of tongue-in-cheek during the crosstalk. I'm getting a little nervous about this game on Sunday. Like, I felt good about it to start, and not to say that I still don't. Do you wonder, and maybe this is setting up just right for the Cowboys, right? With the feistiness, and this would be a real shoddy gut check, so to
speak. To me, the biggest one, and I don't think I'm breaking news with this one, is if your boy Tyler Smith isn't able to go. He was a DNP again today at practice, has not practiced this week with the knee injury. To me, that's the biggest one on the injury report. It's your best player, and your offensive line has already fallen apart. Marshawn Nealon is a good run stopper.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In comparison to your other DNs.
I mean, you're not losing sleep over that. Yeah,
but you're not losing sleep. Like, if he doesn't do it and someone else gets more in the rotation.
We'll just give 10 more snaps to Sam Williams again. I mean, here's the other thing, too. I mean, all jokes aside, though, Jadeveon Clowney should get more reps on Sunday, right? So I would expect to see more Jadeveon Clowney. Obviously, Dante Fowler is going to be out there. You know, I think as a Raku, we're starting to see more. You want to do the snap count thing tonight, or you?
Yes, I'm waiting on right now.
Great minds. So I'm just wondering, but no, I'm with you 110% because look, your two best, or hell, your three best backup linemen are all being used right now in Nate Thomas, Brock Hoffman, and TJ Bass. Who is Cornelius? Because I don't think Adeniji is a guard. Now he's
They got him kind of flexing both.
Okay, so he's kind of like you're just swing offensive tackle or just swing lineman.
Yeah. You want to guess who's just leading the team in overall snaps?
Defensively or offensively?
It's not the quarterback. I'll give you that hint because special teams and whatnot.
Who's leading the team in snaps?
Devontae Turpin.
293. He has played every snap. He's the only player on the Dallas Cowboys. Let me check the defense. He's the only player on the Dallas Cowboys that has been on the field for every snap that he is eligible for, you know, obviously on the offensive side.
Huh. I'm going to go with Tyler Smith.
Tyler Smith is the correct answer. He's played 100% of snaps for your Dallas Cowboys on offense. 293 already, which maybe correlates with,
you know. Or do we think that it's just precautionary, and that's the other reason why he isn't practicing?
Brian Broaddus, y'all talking about Tyler Smith, correct? Yes. Yeah, Broaddus put out that it's a tendonitis issue that he's dealing with.
Never good.
I mean, I haven't had tendonitis since high school, so I can't speak to that.
What player you want the snap counts for?
Let's go D-end. Okay. Let's go, I mean, you know, cornerback, I mean, safety, we really... You're doing the best with what God gave you on that front.
Okay, we'll pull up our boy Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa last week played in 34% of snaps, 29 total plays.
Sam Williams. Okay. How many did Dante play?
Dante Fowler for your Dallas Cowboys played in, sorry, you know, this is a little archaic on Pro Football Reference. You got to click on the player. Dante Fowler played in 41% of snaps, 34 total plays.
So. Okay. And then how many did Jadeveon end up getting?
Jadeveon Clowney for your Dallas Cowboys against the Packers last week played in 27% of snaps, 23 total snaps.
Okay. So I think that number will increase without question. I mean, we talked to him Sunday after the game.
As a Raku, 40 snaps, 48% of snaps.
Okay. So I think he's got the highest numbers. Yeah, so I think you'll see a slight uptick with him. I mean, if Nealon goes down or if Nealon can't play because of his knee issue, Jadeveon's will increase.
Dude, Sam Williams snaps dropped. He went from 61% and 61% in week two.
Yeah.
54 in week three. I'm talking about Sam Williams. And then in week four, 34%.
What our boy James Houston? I'm guessing he saw an increase.
James Houston last week. Let's see. He got 26% of snaps. So he's gone from 15% of snaps, 22% of snaps, 23% of snaps to 26.
So he's seeing a gradual increase.
Seeing about a two tick increase every week.
I mean, again, not to say anything bad about Marshawn Nealon, but I mean, it's not like if he can't play Sunday, it's the end of the world. You'll be fine.
That's correct.
There's plenty. I mean, look, we're not seeing the performance and the results out of this defensive end group that we'd like to see from a, you know, pass rushing standpoint. But I guess the one encouraging thing about that group, though, is that you do have 5-6 guys in that role that, you know, again, God forbid one goes down, you still got plenty of guys to step in. I mean, there's nobody right now, and this is the bottom line, there's nobody right now that if you lost one guy, you're going to say to yourself, oh my God, that's the end of the world.
Correct.
And I don't even know if you, I mean, if Marshawn, I don't even know if people would notice Marshawn Nealon wasn't playing Sunday.
If we didn't come up
if
with
we didn't
report,
say it.
I think that's
hell, you got two guys. I mean, hell, you could probably lose two guys off that group and nobody would notice.
So Ezeraku was the defensive end on the field for the Cowboys the most during that Packers game. He saw his highest snap share at 48%. He was at 34, 38, 45, 48.
I think Ezeraku's going to have a breakthrough game here pretty soon.
He was the guy on the field last week.
You're starting to see gradual improvement from him. I think they're starting to trust him a little bit more, and I think he's starting to figure some things out.
That full injury report, Tyler Booker has not practiced all week. We know with the ankle, he's probably not going to play. Tyler Guyton, your starting left tackle with the concussion, has not practiced all week. It's not looking good for him. Malik Hooker with the toe, he has not practiced all week. Not looking good for him as well. CeeDee Lamb, we know, is not going to play. Miles Sanders with the knee and ankle has not practiced all week. Not looking looking like he's going to go. Jaden Blue.
Jaden Blue's getting all kinds of love.
Jaden Blue already got elevated and expected to play, so you'll see some UT love on Sunday. Tyler Smith, we just talked about with the knee, has not practiced this week. Kevontae Turpin with the foot has not practiced. That's not a good sign.
Okay, to your point, real quick, because we got to go because we got Grant Asith covering all things Mavs. He's up at training camp right now. We're going to have him on come on next. And we'll talk more about this in the 9 o'clock hour when we talk. We do our Cowboys conversation part two with Tyler Smith being 1A as far as who I'm most concerned about missing on Sunday. Dare I say Kevontae Turpin would be 1B.
Yeah, I don't think you're far off. Kalen Carson with the knee, he's been limited all week, which is a good thing.
But he's in that 21-day window. So
I'm saying that's a good thing that he's even practicing now.
I mean, I was glad to see that he's still alive.
Trayvon Diggs with the knee, he's been limited all week. Deron Bland, though, your other corner, has been a full go this week. That's some positive news.
That does sound good.
Two more notes to get us out of here. Jonathan Mingo, also in that 21-day window with the knee. He's been limited. That's a positive.
Love to hear it.
And then Kenneth Murray has been limited all week. So injury riddled for your Dallas Cowboys. The Jets got Braylon Allen on, didn't practice. Michael Carter didn't practice. Jermaine Johnson hasn't practiced. Mason Taylor's been limited. And yeah, that's about it.
That's all. We'll touch more on this in the 9 o'clock hour as well. All right, coming up next. Let's talk a little Mavs basketball, boys. Grant Afsid, he's up in O Canada, eh? Let's hear from him next. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.